It was billed as a once-in-a-decade opportunity, the chance to lure an international brand to relocate their worldwide headquarters to Charlotte. The pursuit of Chiquita was costly and controversial, and now, after only 3 years, Chiquita is already on the way out. The company announced yesterday it will close its Charlotte headquarters. So, was it worth it? WFAE's Tom Bullock examines the promises and the payoffs of the now-defunct deal.
To understand how this particular deal went down, we need to go back to September 12th of 2011. The unemployment rate here is at 8.8%. The front page of the Charlotte Observer reads, Bank of America to cut 30,000 jobs. Bob Morgan of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce tells the city council, our leading corporate citizen is on the ropes. Bank of America may not exist in its present form in the next 12 to 18 months. The council is meeting in a closed-door session to approve a package of economic incentives that will bring Chiquita's headquarters and 400 jobs to Charlotte. Average salary, more than $100,000 plus benefits. The state estimates a net economic impact for North Carolina as a whole of more than $800 million over the next decade. But Chiquita has other suitors, so the council is asked to put together their side of an unprecedented incentive package right away. The company will get more than $21 million in state and local money over 11 years if they meet certain benchmarks. The first benchmark, jobs. Chiquita's incentives are largely tied to the number of employees at what would become its uptown headquarters. If the company creates 170 new jobs in 2012, Chiquita gets a check. 92 more the next year means another check, and so on. And Chiquita delivered on this promise in terms of numbers, and those people pay taxes, as does the company. Taxes were the second promise of this plan. These incentive deals only work if the company and its employees pay more money in taxes than the company receives in incentives. To date, Chiquita has received roughly $500,000 each from both Charlotte and Mecklenburg County in incentives. The state has ponied up another $1.5 million, which means Chiquita's 3 years in Charlotte cost $2.5 million in incentive cash. That's a steal, says Bob Morgan of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce.
My back of the envelope calculation is you're talking about a payroll over the last two and a half years in the tens of millions of dollars. You're talking about, I don't know the number of families, but probably approximately 100 families that have moved here from elsewhere. They are now part of our community.
Plus, there are so-called clawback provisions in the incentives, which allow the city, state, and county to get their money back if Chiquita breaks the deal. City and county leaders say Chiquita has agreed to repay the $2.5 million it received. The company has yet to comment. Then, there's the promise of longevity. Chiquita would stay in Charlotte for at least 10 years. We all know that one didn't work out so well. They were recently bought in a hostile takeover by two Brazilian firms. There's another promise, too, but this one is not found in the incentive deal or any transcript. The belief that, no matter what, Charlotte landing Chiquita would be good for the city. Bob Morgan puts it this way.
They help us tell the story. They've helped us sell Charlotte to Sealed Air and MetLife and to other companies that are going to bring good jobs to the community.
That view may be why Mayor Dan Clodfelter issued a statement saying, "We thank Chiquita for contributions to the community during their time in Charlotte." And why Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiIorio issued talking points to county staff and commissioners. Here's one. We are appreciative of Chiquita's corporate philanthropy and investment in the community. But not every civic leader shares those warm feelings. Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes voted for the incentive package then. Today, he'd vote no because it failed to live up to its billing. And that, says Barnes, has consequences.
And what you will see is we're trying to be, or at least I'm trying to be, as cautious about all the projects that we're considering, even things that we're doing, the Eastland project, the Bojangles project. We have to be more cautious about how we do those projects.
The city is working on a deal with a private company to turn Bojangles Coliseum into an amateur sports complex. The city would be responsible for half of the $70 million project. As for Eastland Mall, the city is still looking to lure a developer to that site. There's another potential cost, too, to Charlotte's reputation. All these incentive deals may lure companies, but, says Mecklenburg County Commissioner Bill James,
honestly, what kind of loyalty do you get? I don't want to sound crass, but, I mean, nobody falls in love with a hooker. And in essence, Mecklenburg County and the city of Charlotte, they've been hooking themselves out to these companies.
As for Chiquita, the company was taken private earlier this month. There is no word on where the new headquarters will be. And as for their roughly 300 Charlotte employees, they received a memo yesterday that stated, as a private company, there will be certain corporate services that are no longer necessary. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.